Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Man, that's a new choice from you, Jimmy. Got into you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Lana.
Outcast.
Yeah, it's Outcast.
It's 305.
Dolly.
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 God bless. Dolly.
Dolly.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. Your favorite, Hawk, your favorite day of the year, Girl Scout cookie season, is back.
All right. You got through that flawlessly. I saw yesterday that they're discontinuing two flavors. You know how I feel about Girl Scout cookies. This is one of the biggest frauds ever perpetrated on America. It's a great cause, and I recommend you buy Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
But this notion of, oh, it's so exciting, we get to eat Girl Scout cookies again. They're terrible cookies. And more people are, I think more people are starting to side with me on this, because the cookies themselves are garbage. They happened to introduce a decent new flavor a few years ago. Toast Yay, which was like a frosted little piece of toast, looked like a little French toast. And it happened to be a decent flavor. They've discontinued it this year. It doesn't exist anymore.
They better have them Samoas. Them Samoas.
Those Samoas are garbage. Those thin mints are garbage. It's all like all these Girl Scout cookies are just trash. Again, I buy them and I recommend everybody buy them. You get a little neighbor girl. She knocks on the door. She's learning about entrepreneurship and they're doing good things. Go ahead, buy the cookies. And then just throw them in the garbage like a normal person would, because you're never going to eat that crap.
Huh? I agree with you. Girl Scout cookies are not good cookies, and we don't eat them. But I don't waste them. When they come up to me, because we, you know, I'm a no-soliciting neighborhood. Don't knock on my door selling anything. But when I go to Publix and they're outside with their little outfits on, I shoot them a dub and say, I got you, you know, hey, you know, great job. And that's, yeah, give them a 10, give them a 20, and just let them go about their day.
Well, no, you got to take the cookies. You have to teach them about business. One of the reasons they're doing this is to learn about business and commerce. So you can't go, hey, here's some money. They're not out there begging. Take the cookies, but then also teach them a lesson about business by showing them where you put the actual box cookies in the garbage can in their line of sight, right outside of the Publix there.
No, Hawk. What about teaching them philanthropy? I know you're selling something. I want to support you, but I don't want anything back. I just want to help you out, young lady. Here you go.
Terrible. That's a terrible lesson.
That is a good lesson.
Terrible lesson.
And I look intimidating. I'm in Davy. They're little white girls. They don't expect the big black dude to give them money.
No, they expect the big black dude to buy a lot of boxes of cookies. Take them away in your car.
Cookies. I got diabetes, Lisa. Diabetes? Yeah, diabetes. My foot's tingling right now.
Speaking of food, Hawk, I saw yesterday you sent me a Snapchat. You hit up a Yimmy Jones yesterday.
That was today. I'm so glad you brought that up. So DJ and I are out today. His car got totaled. So we're shopping for cars. Man. It's totaled. They can't even fix it. And we look at a place next to the car dealership is a Crumble Cookies, which if you're talking about cookies, I mean, there's no comparison. This Crumble is ridiculous. They have a Crumble Cookies. Next to it was Jimmy John's.
Hmm.
Now, I've never been to Jimmy John's.
What? Never been to Yimmy
Neither
Jones?
Neither has DJ. Neither has DJ. So we pull into the parking lot, and I'm like, hey, you want to get a couple of subs? Sure. We go into Jimmy John's. I'm so glad you brought this up. I had literally put it in my notes today. You know the advertising for Jimmy John's? Freakishly fast. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole Jimmy John's. Oh, Jimmy John's, you know. Yeah. We go up to the register. DJ goes, I'm going to have a turkey sub, you know, regular, whatever. I go, I'm going to have a turkey sub as well, regular. I'm paying. The orders are filled. They're done. I couldn't believe it. And I'm looking at David. I go, what? I go, is this real? Like, what? There's no way that it could be done that fast. There's no way. And we're both like, we're, and I said, the only thing that would have surprised me more is if the guy at the register had said to me after I paid, did you enjoy it? And I would have said, what? And he's like, yeah, you finished. Like, it was that quick. I couldn't believe it. Truth in advertising, which is such a rarity. They advertised freakishly fast. And I have to tell you, it was freakishly fast. And it wasn't like, hey, give me a number 7. We both said, oh, well, I want this. I don't want this. And you know what I mean? Like it was, you know, make your own subs. Like we weren't just ordering whatever was pre-made. It was freakishly fast. Wow. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
So is your new spot?
Technology. No. Yeah, no, I would go back there because I couldn't believe how quickly, because that's one of the things I do the whole thing on, you know, Publix, which admittedly is probably a better sub. Although I thought this sub was very good at Jimmy John's. But at Publix, you know, it's like, I want cantaloupe on it and they have to go to the produce section. You know, it's like, you know, and this place, I'm not lying. I had not finished paying. I thought the guy was wrong. He's like, mm-hmm. Your stuff is like, here's your stuff or whatever. Like, I thought he was wrong or handed David the wrong bag or like I was blown away. I was blown away. I give Jimmy John's 2 thumbs up. Have you had that experience, Solana? You've obviously gone there before.
Yeah, I used to hit up Jimmy John's all the time when I was an FIU student.
Calling it that.
He's been fishing the entire segment.
No,
and
the
no
thing
one
is,
has bit on the lure.
There was a Jimmy John's right across the street, right across 107th Avenue at FIU. So I was a frequent customer at Jimmy John's. And I can't believe just how outstanding the service was every time I went there. Really. And I saw you sent me that snap today. And I'm like, man, Hawk was at Jimmy John's today. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Nope. I haven't had it in years.
You haven't had what in years?
Jimmy John's.
Oh, Jimmy John's, yeah. Have you gone there, Crowder?
Yes, I've had to sell some Jimmy John's.
Was it freakishly fast?
It is. It's crazy fast.
It's unbelievable. Am I lying, Solana? Like, was it always like silly, almost fast?
It's silly fast. You know what else is crazy about Jimmy John's? Their delivery system is remarkable as well. They have some guy on a bike, and he has like a little lunchbox in the back of his bike. You order, and they tell you freakishly fast delivery, too. Within minutes, that dude is like Lance Armstrong at the Tour de France. He's showing
he's
up.
He's just got ingredients on the bike, right? And then he makes your sub real quick at the door.
Yeah, or no, it's done already. He'll see you like a mile away, and that dude is Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce.
They throw it to you.
Just throwing it to you. And all of a sudden, you're sitting there, and the sub's in your hands. And you would just press send on the delivery. I mean, it's
because we
insane.
Even... Like, DJ and I ate at the shop, and then as we were leaving, the guy hands me 2 more subs. He's like, you're going to order these tomorrow. Now, how fast is that? I didn't even order them yet. I didn't even know I was coming back there. And he had tomorrow's order ready before I left. No, I really was amazed. I was blown away because there's even signs in there, freakishly fast. It's on their shirts or whatever. But it was freakishly fast. I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away.
They got Jersey Mike's.
I don't know if
they
I've
don't
ever
have
been there.
Publix. Jersey Mike's? Yeah, Jersey Mike's is decent. It's not freakishly fast or anything like that. It's a sub.
It's freakishly ridiculous amount of waiting time at Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's?
And their food is good. Yeah. Like, I enjoy their subs, but it's even, you know, you go to Subway, and if you ask them to put that sub inside their microwave or their oven, you know, like, okay, that's going to add 2 to 3 minutes because it's a 50-second nuke. But then by the time the
is
person
that why they
turns
told
around,
DJ no at Jimmy John's? Because he was like, can you toast that? And they're like, no.
I don't think they toast their subs.
They have a thing on the door and it said toasted subs.
Oh. Huh.
But it was like, I guess only certain ones.
That adds a minute.
So it's not freakishly fast, right? And that's more important to them.
Wow.
But I would say probably the best subs in South Florida, where you're just getting a cold sub or whatever. La Spada's, Wawa,
nope.
Publix.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the fourth.
There's Wawa's out of it. You hit the first two, though.
No, Wawa's fantastic.
La Spada's, Publix. Those are the top two.
You know, Wawa's, I like Wawa.
It's a gas station.
No. You order at the kiosk, so you make whatever you want. No one's screwing it up because we're not communicating. Right. There's going to be no communication problem. I'm ordering at the kiosk. Mm-hmm. Now I place the order. Oh, I got to walk around the store for a few minutes while they make it. Well, guess what every Wawa store has? A lottery ticket vending machine.
Mm-hmm.
So you're essentially in a casino waiting for your sub.
And the person making it is a gas station attendant.
No, absolutely not. No.
I was in a gas station. I played some scratch offs today.
How'd you do? I've had a tough run of luck with my lottery tickets. I had Cash for Life last night. I matched two Cash for Life numbers with one number on each. So I have two free tickets coming to me.
I play Mega Million and Powerball twice a week, $10 each. But then if I got a little extra cash on me, I'll get some scratch-offs. Then today I took a little Chan to the doctor, and his birthday is 8/29/11, and I play 8 and 11 in roulette. And I was like, hey, I just wrote these numbers down. So I stopped. I got an 8 and an 11. You got on me about this before. Where I don't scratch the numbers, I just scratch off the little code on the bottom and just beep it. So the lady gives me my 8 and 11, and I scratch it off, and I go to the little thing, and I win $100 on a $20 ticket, and go right back to her, and I'm like, "Hey, let me get my 100." She's like, "No," and I was like, "Yes." She's like, "You haven't scratched it." I said, "I scratched the little bottom, the little barcode," and it blew her mind that you just have to scratch the barcode.
It's so not fun to do that. You know what that's the equivalent of? No, you know what that the equivalent of is getting a sub at Jimmy John's, mixing it up in a blender with three other meals that you're planning on eating that day and just drinking it and going, well, the end result is the same. It's in my belly. Like, the fun is eating it. The fun of the scratch off is scratching off each number, seeing if it matches your matching number, seeing what it pays off. And you just do the barcode. It's taking away all the fun of the scratch off.
So the fun is that lady passing me a $100 bill.
No, then you don't understand why real players play the lottery.
I do. I got my Powerball and my Mega Million right with me.
I don't think you do.
Tonight is Powerball. Think Friday night's Mega Million.
I like to play Cash Pop still.
Yeah, Jack.
Now, I don't like Mega Millions because the numbers go up to like a zillion. Too difficult.
No, but Cash Pop, you're going to win $12. I've got a chance. Look at 750 million and 240
million. Cash Pop, I have to match one number out of 15.
And you're going to win $11.
Nah, if you play $10 Cash Pops, minimum is 50. Now, admittedly, over the last year, I'm down $68,000. And so it's going to be tough to win it back 50 at a time. But if I get a $1,000 Cash Pop ticket every now and then, a quicker road to recovery.
I played a scratch off for the quick hits, but I got to keep grinding out this Mega make a million in this Powerball. If I win $750 million, I'm going to shoot y'all something.
I would imagine.
I don't believe you.
You said that before. You're not getting anything then.
I don't, because we were off.
I'm here for that.
I'll appreciate it.
I shoot y'all all a meal.
You were off. When was it, Hawk? Like 2 weeks ago, right before the new year? What was it?
Mega Millions was at over a billion.
Yeah. And we talked about like what you should do if you hit the mega billion or whatever. And Hawk was saying, hey, like how much should I give so-and-so? I believe Hawk would, like in good faith, say, hey, I'm going to take care of my guys.
I would.
I really believe, Crowder, you would hit it and
Crowder
would never hear
like
from you.
50K and go, hey, here you go, big dog. Which, again, 50K is a nice amount of money, but, you know, I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
If I won a billion. Then you cash out, because I'm taking a cash option. Don't pay
million.
Me my whole
Let's
life.
Say you get $500 million.
I have $500 million, Solana. You don't think I would give you a penny?
I don't know. I feel like you would hit it, and I would never hear from you ever again.
That's crazy. Well, you are. Your destiny is in front of you, because when I hit now, I'm giving you exactly what you expect. Hey, Hawk, I'm going to shoot you a couple mil. Jim, you getting a couple mil. Solana, I'm giving you a case of beer.
What I was saying, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you were on vacation, is if you do win, say you clear $500 million, like, where does it end who I give money to? Do I have to shoot something to Cuno? Clay? Mm. Will? Mm. Giselle?
I think there's steps.
Donovan Campbell? Like, honestly, where does it end?
I think those might be the $50,000-$100,000 people.
That much?
I think your brother, you shoot your brother a couple milli.
Brother's going to be taken care of. He's not going to have to worry about anything for the rest of his life.
Yes, you shoot those people, but then, like, yeah, the ancillary pieces of this team, they get 50.
Plagans?
Plagans, shoot them 50.
Goldie? Moeller?
Yeah, you're 50. Just walk around. Just walk around.
How many 50Ks do I have to give out, though? That's crazy. You know what I mean? Pizzola?
Yeah. 50.
Gelb? Like, where does it end?
So if you what? How many 50s could you get? Like, I think you have an ancillary 500,000.
Right, but that's only 10 50s.
So you got 10 people. So I would have 10 people that get 50. Then I'd have probably 10 other people that get a million and maybe 5 people that get 2 million.
But in other words, if I only have like all the people in my life, and if I'm going to give 10 of them 50K, Cuno is going to crack the top 10. Like, what about Appel and Whittingham? What about Chuck? Well, not Chuck. He's a successful doctor. But what about, I mean, the ticket wizard. I mean, that guy's printing money.
That concept, though, Hawk.
Solana's dad, brother, mother.
Yeah, that's the concept, though, of like even Chuck, where he's a successful doctor. He's fine. He'll be fine forever. He has a great family, great big-ass house. But $100,000 would help Chuck, too, even though he makes a bunch of money.
Right. That would, it would help me, is, too. And Chuck's got it. He should give it to me now for no other reason than just giving it.
But even like my ball playing buddies that played and made a bunch of money, but they might not be, you know, they're doing okay, but they're not doing great. What do I give somebody $100,000 that made $4 million?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what, like, where does it end? So I got to give nobody anything.
I shoot y'all all a milli at least.
I give everybody a box of Girl Scout cookies and a Jimmy John's gift card. That place is freakishly fast.
Solana got one thing right. I would give you money, Solana, but the disappearing part is 100% correct.
I'm going to buy disappear, me. But you guys would barely hear from me. Huh, like, it would pain me to stay in contact with any of you guys on this show.
Hawk, where are you at, Crowder?
I would really have to force myself.
I do the show south of France on my yacht.
You do the show, yeah.
We what up, fellas?
Get you to show up at 2 o'clock now.
What up, fellas? Where you at? Man, south of France.
There is some very important sports news in South Florida. The National Hockey League made it official today. The Winter Classic next year will feature the Florida Panthers hosting the New York Rangers at Lone Depot Park. So Friday, January 2nd, next year, 2026, South Florida will host the annual outdoor hockey game, which is cool as hell.
That's a must-go-to event.
Absolutely. I love watching that game on TV. I watched the Blackhawks this year. Yeah. I love the Winter Classic. The fact that it's going to be at Lone Depot Park is super, super cool. We're running way over here because I couldn't believe how fast this Jimmy Johns was. Let's do a quick look at headlines. Rob Pizzola is going to join us at 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. Let's do a quick look at headlines with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Big time bounce back victory for the Miami Heat yesterday in Golden State. Nikola Jokic leads the Heat in scoring with 20 points. Jaime Jaquez Jr. and Bam Adebayo had big games as well. The Heat are off today. They're back at it tomorrow. They're in Utah, game 3 of a 6-game road trip. The Florida Panthers, they're back on the ice tonight, trying to rebound out in the West Coast as well. They lost to the Avalanche earlier in the week. They faced the newest NHL franchise, the Utah Hockey Club. It'll be a 10 p.m. puck drop tonight. You can listen to the game right here on 560 WQAM. And by the way, anybody who thought Tom Brady would be recruiting Bill Belichick to go coach the Las Vegas Raiders, Diana Russini of The Athletic has reported Belichick has no plans to return to the NFL.
But he is recruiting him. He has reached out to him, according to reports. By the way, a couple things to do with these California fires that are going on. The Los Angeles Kings game tonight has been postponed. Obviously, the fires are devastating out there. I just saw Steve Martin and Martin Short at Hard Rock Live, scheduled for Saturday, has been postponed. Because they both live in that area, and I assume are trying to take care of their homes. So we'll update there.
Videos are super scary, man. I don't know if you guys saw that that one video of the guy in the house with his dog.
Crazy. Yeah. House is all glass, and there is fire coming from every side.
Crazy.
Nuts.
Yeah, the Heat are there next week as well. They play the Clippers and the Lakers on Monday and Wednesday. I mean, we'll see, but hopefully by then, like, everything's kind of under control. But
yeah.
Yeah. By the way,
because even there's a wild card game out there.
The Rams,
right? Is the Monday night game the Rams? Isn't that the Rams?
Yep. Vikings Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Chargers, the Chargers are on the road, I believe.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah.
The Rams on Monday.
I bet on the game. It's Vikings-Rams, yeah. I took the Vikings.
I'm so interested to hear Pizzola's take on all these games because that Rams game, like Minnesota, they're one of the best teams. They had a chance to be the number one seed in the NFC. They're a one-point favorite in L.A.
Yeah.
And I feel like betting the Rams in that game. I have not bought into the Vikings all season long.
I think that ass-whooping Detroit gave them is going to get them going. I like Kevin O'Connell. Sean McVay is a hell of a coach, too, but they're a 14-3 football team. I've already bet the Vikings.
How about Tampa? Tampa hosting Washington. Tampa's a three-point favorite. Do you believe in Tampa enough?
No idea. That Tampa game's the one
That's so interesting to me because Jaden Daniels, Washington, they like at times they look like one of the best football teams in the league.
And New Orleans with Spencer Rattler was beating the Bucs last week for three quarters, and then they can't. I don't know. I'll bet whatever Pizzola tells us to bet on that game. I don't know.
Super interesting. Like Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Baltimore 9.5-point favorites. I don't know if I can lay that many points.
I think Baltimore is going to the Super Bowl, so I think they're going to win, but the number's too big. yeah, man, it gets down to this time of year, man. There's no question that Vegas has this thing on lock.
Steelers have lost four straight games. I saw the stat on ESPN the other day, like first team in forever to enter the playoffs on a four-game losing streak.
But I got the Steelers plus nine live last week. And, like, Mike Tomlin's not just getting blown out would be my thought, but the Ravens are a better football team.
Yeah. Well, it starts with Houston hosting the Los Angeles Chargers 4:30 p.m. on Saturday. Zion Williamson out, by the way, officially ruled out.
That was fun while it lasted.
He's going to play one game this season.
And really? He can't play on the second night of a back-to-back, huh?
He can't take a shower today.
What's funny
he's
is
so heavy and sore.
What's funny is the quote yesterday on his first game back. I definitely feel like my legs are already under me. Now it's just in-game rhythm, but don't got time to take 3 to 5 games for that. Just got to figure out as quick as possible. Less than 24 hours later, out.
Why'd they rule him out?
Cause his body's made from gummy bears and peanut butter cups.
Bums.
It's literally what Crowder ate this morning for breakfast, by the way. Gummy bears and peanut butter cups.
I need some
guy lives in
now.
A no solicitation community, but he's eating gummy bears and playing scratch offs out of the back of his pickup truck. You know,
I poured a bag of gummy bears into my raw pocket on the plane last night. It was
disgusting.
No, I felt bad.
I would literally ask a flight attendant to move if there was a person next to me eating gummy bears out of his pocket.
Because I didn't want to have to stop the flow of traffic going on the plane. So I was like, let me consolidate. I took my headphones out for the TV. And then I was like, oh, then I had, I had some gummy bear. I was like, let me just pour the gummy bears in my pocket. I'm good to go.
Let me text in. Would you all give W2 Roy any money? Yeah, I'd give W2 Roy some money. I'd shoot him something.
I got to see him.
Maybe I would make him my personal valet, so he would have to earn it, but he'd have a nice paycheck. But I'd be around W2 Roy every day.
That's if you have half a billion, employ people.
Yes.
Don't just give them money.
Right.
Yeah, I like that thought.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover.
I would hire Solana as my personal assistant. You think you could handle that job, Solana?
Nope.
If I offered you $1 million a year to be my personal assistant.
Nope.
You would not do it.
I would not do it. No.
Wow.
He could buy you a Puma jumpsuit. What are you wearing?
What happened? Was your house on fire too? You had to run out and just grab anything?
Talking about Uruguay quarter zip, baby.
Oh, got all your Puma jumpsuits, huh?
Bro, your shirt is from 2004, Crowder.
Settle down, cool Modi. You have anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Freezing cold temperatures today, which is why I'm wearing a Puma tracksuit. That is your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hate everybody on this show.
Hawk and Crowder.
Somebody texts in like, what about Dan Day? You win the Mega Millions or the Powerball. Dan Day, you shoot him a milli? You're muted.
Yeah, Dan gets a milli.
A milli?
I was thinking about if you win $500 million, you got to put like 50 to 100 to the side to give to people.
That much? 20% maybe? Somebody texts in, by the way, hey, $500 million, you're going to be taxed at 38% tax rate. I'm including that because the lump sum, I'm guessing, is probably $650 million. Then I'm guessing taxes and whatever. So I'm thinking you clear around 450 to 500 million if it's over a billion.
20%. I think I'd give away 20%.
Does Leroy Horde get anything?
I think Leroy's doing well. He got a bunch of dogs. Anybody with a lot of animals.
Enough. Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of animals. You just feed extra people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Leroy's fine.
J Fig?
Well, I didn't really work with her in a while.
Len?
Shoot Len 20.
You give Len 20K?
20 racks, yeah.
$500 million.
I'd walk around with $100,000.
I'd give Len $1 million. And I only say that because my contract is up soon and I want him to remember that. Something that would never happen, by the way. I would never give him $1 million.
But just look at that. If you walk to the tax purposes and all that, and I know, yeah, if you walk with $450 million, I believe I'd walk around with $100,000 on me.
Just to
give it to people.
Yeah.
Just give it out. Just see somebody, right. You know, like, oh, yeah. The guy, like, I was at Dolphin State. I was at Hard Rock today getting ready for tomorrow's game, you know, at the restaurant. And I know all the security guards. If I had a $500 million, I would just walk around giving out $10,000 to people.
Well, that's what bankrupted Hammer.
Yeah. What's his name? The Tennessee quarterback. Vince Young was taking his whole entourage to Cheesecake Factory for $30,000 a night. Like, he didn't have $500 million, but that's just crazy money.
That's the thing. So, if I win $500 million, I think I would like to buy homes in several places. That's probably going to cost me upwards of $50 to $75 million. Right? So, I'm taking $75 million off the table.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind flying commercial, I don't think, as long as I can fly first class. I don't think I need a jet. Seems a little excessive. Who am I, Uncle
Luke? I'm getting it. I'm getting
a private jet.
Yeah, $500 million. I'm getting a jet.
You know what? I would probably hire Unfunny Lewis as my pilot. And of course, Solana, I've talked him into being my attaché at this point. So I would travel with my entourage, what? Solana and Valentina. She would give me Botox whenever I need it, moment's notice.
What would I do?
I've been asking that since I met you, Jimmy.
Why are you hiring a pilot?
Well, I have a private jet, and I don't know how to fly it.
I thought you were a pilot, Hawk. I thought you could fly a plane.
Well, I could land it. I've never said I could take off. I said I could land a plane.
You know, Little Duval, you know the comedian, Little Duval?
Yeah.
He got his pilot's license, and he flies himself to the Bahamas. He has a house in the Bahamas and flies himself there.
Oh, that'll end well, I'm sure.
I saw what happened to Harrison Ford. He was Indiana Jones till he wasn't Indiana Jones. It's in a tree.
Why is that something people want to do? You see that a lot. Like, oh, I want to get my pilot's license.
It confuses me more than anything.
I get the idea. Like, it has to be an unbelievable feeling to fly a plane. I realize that. But
does it?
I mean, you're flying these, like, little Model T airplanes.
Right. They're
for
like
6 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, to say I'm a pilot?
Flying some. Yeah, you're not flying like those real super cool private jets are. Like, you're flying like flim, like they're made of styrofoam or something. Like, what?
Yeah, it's not G.
You could drive G5 faster.
G7, yeah.
Yeah.
Because our former GM,
Carrie Ann,
she does that. And look, I get it. Like, it's a cool picture to post on Facebook. Oh, look at me, I'm flying. But in reality, 30 minutes flying around Homestead Air Base, this little rinky dink, and you pay like $10 million just to say that you flew a plane. Like, I just don't get it, man.
You know, when I lost my first DJ job, when I was a DJ at Star 95 up in West Palm, I've told that story before. So I lose the job. I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I have an apartment and I have no money. I have no job. So I take a job with Metro Traffic. I think it was Metro Networks back then, where they provide the traffic updates on radio stations. And you did it those days. There were no video monitors all along the roads. You did it from an airplane that would fly up and back over I-95, all over Palm Beach County. And so they go, you know, they'd known I was an air personnel. And they're like, yeah, do this. And so I'm like, well, how do I know what I'm looking at? And they're like, you'll figure out landmarks as you fly over. Like, you'll realize what's Forest Hill Boulevard, and then what's Southern Boulevard, and what's Okeechobee Boulevard, and so on and so forth. And I get there for the first day. They're like, yeah, you got to be there, you know, because the first report's at like 5 a.m. And it's a whole bunch of different, you know, stations. And you're on these headsets. And I'm in a private little, I have a private jet. I'm in this rinky-dink styrofoam thing that the pilot is probably Carrie Ann. And they're like, be there at 4:30, Lantana Airport. I get there 4:30. We take off. It's just nightmare fuel. The whole thing is just nightmare fuel. And they're like, make sure you go to the bathroom before you go, because once we're up there, we're up from 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. doing traffic reports. There is no going to the bathroom. There's no landing. You are going to fly north, south, north, south, north, south along I-95 for 4 hours. Every day. I lasted one morning.
Tapped out?
Tapped out. It was awful.
What happened? You just flying around.
You want to spend 20 hours a week flying back and forth above I-95 with your headphones on, waiting for WRMF to toss to you, and you got 30 seconds, and then you're waiting for Sunny 104.3 to toss to you next. And I'm talking about stuff I didn't even care about.
There seems to be a backup over Forest Hill Boulevard and Congress. Worst.
I get that check. I'll go get that check.
Yeah, well, it wasn't much of a check.
Oh, I'll say, thinking about the airplanes, it's funny with boats, because you don't have to have any training or anything to have a boat under 50 feet.
Yeah.
A 40, 30 foot boat is gigantic. I had a Bass Tracker, which is 16 feet and aluminum bottom. Like, it's just it's a toy. And then I go and buy a 30 foot with a cuddy cabin, like downstairs in a bathroom, and no training. And I jump in this boat, and it's just you and the wheel and the gas pedal. And
yeah, I don't like that either.
Man, I crashed the hell out of that boat the first 2 weeks I had it. I literally, like, my insurance had to pay for another guy's boat because I backed into it. It's just, it's the nautical side of that. They need to put some restraints on who can have deck. A 40-foot boat.
Below deck, you see them park. No. Like two super mega yachts, and the space between them looks like it's a shoestring potato, and they just back it up in there.
That's the thing. Oh, riding straight. Once I get in the ocean, I was fine. Go left, right, fly around. I'm in a big ocean. It's huge. Going through and then, like, trying to parallel park a boat between two other boats.
And you're doing it like you're trying to get gas at one of those places. So it's all boaters standing around there, and they're all, you know, children of the sea, and you're just the front's going this way, and then the back's going that, and you can't get it right, and I just jump overboard. Goodbye. This ain't for me.
I would just head in and throw the rope. Everybody was my first mate. I would sling the rope to somebody. Big homie, grab the rope. Grab the rope, big homie. Grab the rope. Yeah, man, that was the worst thing in the world. I figured out how to do it, but I literally, it might have been four insurance claims in the first 3 weeks of me having this big ass boat. I was tearing people's boats up.
Watching boat launch fails on social media is like heroin to me, man. They're winding. Now the boat's coming down, and they jump onto the boat. They always end up in the water. Everybody's like, ah.
the nightmare.
The Jeep, the 4x4 is falling back down in the water, and I have to run back in, press the accelerator.
I like when the boat pulls the 4x4 into the water. Anyway, we got to take a break because Rob Pizzola is going to make some picks for us at the top of the hour for the wild card games this weekend. So we'll take a break. We'll get headlines. Rob Pizzola will join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.